Boulder City Council took on a meaty agenda last night, from approving the city budget to announcing the hire of a new city attorney, as well as several other items in between. Monitoring it all was Shay Castle, reporter and founder of Boulder Beat News. She joins us now live. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
So let's start with the highlights of last night's city council meeting.
Well, I think you nailed it. The $462 million budget for 2022 was passed. It's pretty unusual for council to do much with the budget. It's already been worked on for months by staff by the time they get to it. But this time they didn't make any changes, either on the first reading or the second reading. They didn't add any money back in for anything else. They adopted it as staff presented it, which is somewhat unusual. But I think everyone in the city is being very cautious with the budget, even though we have recovered and the spending and staff has recovered from pre-pandemic levels. I think they're just a little bit worried. As we know, COVID is still very much in the community. So I think they're trying to be conservative.
One of the services that was cut in this budget is water rescue. Can you give us an overview?
Yes. Water rescue, which is something that Boulder Fire Rescue does, the fire department, they decided to stop ongoing training for their dive team. So not all water rescue, their swift water rescue will still continue, which is, you know, more important in Boulder because of Boulder Creek and the many waterways. But subsurface rescue is when you have a dive team at like the res or something like that. They're going to start relying on a county volunteer dive team to do those rescues, which they already did to some extent. And Fire Chief Mike Calderazzo said they're going to look at the budget and maybe come back in a couple months and say, and specifically at the water rescue, and say, hey, here's where we'd like more resources if we need them. So I think that council, you know, was really reluctant to mess with the fire chief's recommendation. And, you know, in fact, they said the very thing, they didn't want to micromanage. So they left that budget alone.
And for those who don't know, Shay Castle live tweets her observations and takeaways during these meetings. Her handle on Twitter is Shay Shine Castle. One of the factoids you tweeted last night about the budget made me pause. Can you tell listeners who gets the largest slice of Boulder City budget and how much of the budget it represents?
Well, excluding utilities, which largely pays for itself through fees for services, Boulder's single biggest source of spending this year is police and transportation. And the biggest share of our discretionary dollars, the general fund, which is the money we really have control over, is the police. It's a quarter of the general fund budget. It's the largest department by employee, the largest number of employees.
And what about arts and culture funding?
Arts and culture funding has been a hot topic for quite a while. Boulder spends less on arts than other comparable large cities. And as you know, they ask for more money in the CCS tax extension that's on the ballot this fall. And their budget is still about $1 million short of where they'd like it to be, as identified in their master plan. But council said, you know, hey, we might add more back in later. That was basically their answer. Like, we're going to stick with this budget for now and come back and maybe we can give you some more money at a later time.
Anything else that our listeners should know about last night's city council meeting?
Well, I think you touched on the city attorney appointment. That's Teresa Taylor Tate. She's the deputy city attorney in Longmont. It's a bit of a surprise since we had our interim city attorney apply an internal candidate, but council said Teresa was the candidate they wanted to go with, and they unanimously voted to recommend Teresa. So she will be starting next month, I believe.
And before we go, I wanted to ask you about something you covered in a recent piece for Colorado Newsline. It has to do with a cease and desist lawsuit brought by a city council candidate.
Yes, Stephen Rosenblum in September sued about 10 individuals for talking about, you know, blogging, tweeting, making passing reference to the leaked Safer Boulder Slack messages that he was part of, which I also reported on with Boulder Weekly, for amplifying those leaked messages. That was before my story came out, the full investigation. So there's still a lot more speculation as to whether or not those were accurate. As I reported, several people confirmed that they were. Stephen himself admitted to writing the messages that were leaked. And last week, a handful of individuals, four individuals who were still named in that suit, filed an anti-slap motion, which basically says this lawsuit was only intended to chill speech since he sued several political opponents, and they filed a motion to dismiss. So there should be a hearing on that after the election, November 12th, I believe. So we'll find out then if the judge agrees with them.
And again, that report is with Colorado Newsline. The other one, the complimentary one, is with Boulder Weekly. And of course, you can always find Shay's work at boulderbeat.news. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.